Good morning.
All right. Tell us about the 2017 Elantra you had for a while.
Boy, this is really a car. I mean, Hyundai, Kia, you know, they used to be jokes. And there is no way you can consider these car companies jokes anymore. And this new, it's a 2017 Elantra, is a prime example. This is a really, really nice car. I would buy this car. I would say that they've gone, it competes in the niche with the Mazda 3, the Honda Civic, Toyota Corolla, Volkswagen Jetta. You know, there's a million cars like this.
Good cars.
Nissan Sentra, whatever. And I would say that the Elantra's been a nice car for the last probably 10, 12 years or so, or even a little bit more than that. But this one is the next level up. I would say they vaulted themselves right into the top three, whereas if I was looking in this niche right now, I'd be looking at the Elantra, the Mazda 3, and the Jetta.
Wow.
And not Canadian car of the year, the Civic.
Right. Okay. All right. So what makes this car so much better?
Well, it's beautifully designed. You know, the only complaint I could find about this car is that I thought that the LCD touchscreen was too far away from my stubby little arms. You know, I mean, for 26 grand, which is the limited trim model. It starts at about 16 for the L model with the manual transmission. But for the limited is what I had, and it was $26,000, and it includes just about everything, including 8-inch touchscreen navigation, which is too far away, the Android Auto, which my phone wouldn't use. So comes with leather, power adjustable driver's seat, a good Infinity audio system. It has a 2-liter 4-cylinder engine, still gets 6.4 liters that's on the highway. Nice 6-speed automatic transmission with a good manual mode, all the safety features you could want, all the comfort, and the thing feel. You know how I've said several times the German cars feel like they're carved out of a single block of metal?
Right. Yeah.
This does too.
Wow.
Yeah. If the domestics, if the Japanese, if the Germans are not yet looking over their shoulders, they'd better start quickly. And this is just the latest. I noticed the same thing with the new Tucson. I would love to drive the Kia Forte, which is basically the Elantra in a different suit of clothes.
Right.
Because all things being equal, I just think Kia's, I like their styling better than the Hyundai's. Although with this new Elantra, they've gotten rid of that fluidic sculpture look they had before with all the swoopy lines and that. It's now much more conventional, much more classic in an era where I think the Japanese cars are starting to be, or a lot of them are starting to become overstyled with a lot of creases and lines and things like that. Hyundai's going the other way, and I think it works beautifully.
All right, now let's switch gears to the BMW 3 Touring, which should drive like it's carved out of a single block of steel.
It does, you know. I mean, BMW, they advertise themselves as the ultimate driving machine, and, you know, they really are. I've always loved driving BMWs. I've always hated being in them because of their interfaces. They seem to be designed really, really arcanely, or else they paid the people so much to write the owner's manual that they want to encourage people to read them. But I don't know. I mean, this was the 3 Series, the 328 iX Drive Touring, which is a wagon version of the 3 Series sedan. And either they have tweaked their interface again, or their interfaces are finally soaking through this thick skull, because I didn't have nearly the issues in this car that I do usually. There are some things I still don't like, but at least I could figure them out.
Right. And will it win in its category?
Well, it's going head-to-head against the Audi A4. It used to be the Avant. Now it's called the Allroad. Now, the Allroad is kind of designed as more of an SUV type, or a crossover, I suppose, than a straight wagon. They still make the Avant in Europe and that. They just don't bring it over here. And that's a shame, because I think going head-to-head with the Avant, that would be a really tight match. The other competitor in this really is the Mercedes-Benz E-Class wagon. And it's also very nice. But, you know, this car, for $56,000, okay, we're talking 30 grand more than that Elantra.
Yeah,
but that's right in range with the A4 and with the Mercedes.
Right,
so, you know,
right.
They're all right in there. They're all terrific cars. I think the BMW is probably the most fun to drive. The Audi is probably the easiest to live with.
Excellent. Live 88.5 Car Crasher Jim Bray. There's a link for him at live88.5.com, and then click on Startup. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.